Welcome to Fatty Time, where fatty moms ruin fatty podcasts. Today we have our host, Deep Fat Man.
We have our host, Ted.
Your regular is me and Yoshi.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Ghost, who is MIA, and our special guest today, Takahata 101.
Hi. I'm on a podcast.
You can tell he's very excited.
Yeah. Who are you people? I mean, like, really? How the hell did you even get me this chat? Are you guys part of the TAC? I'm just kidding. I wouldn't insult you.
Yeah, you just came to us and yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
We offered you a cookie to get on the show. You're like, okay, fuck yeah.
You're off topic already, man.
Yeah, don't even admit.
So today's advance. Mine's pretty boring. So someone else go.
Okay, I woke up and got on the computer. The end. I'm dead serious. That's all that is.
Yep. I woke up, got on the computer, took a shower, then came back to the computer.
All right. Does somebody have an interesting day?
Woke up, contemplated reality and life, and then I joined this podcast. That's, man, that's pretty good. Like, oh man, that's pretty awesome.
I know, right?
Anyways, what is your guys' first point?
That our days are boring.
Yes.
Ah.
No. See, I woke up and I just epically fought a giant ice monster with an ice pick. Yeah.
Why would you fight an ice monster with an ice pick?
Shut up.
It's ice.
Not all ice monsters are made of ice. It's an ice beast is made of ice.
And then I hopped in my car and I speed racer down the road. No, I'm just kidding.
With what?
A really fast
car.
With the whole speed racer, I go, I must defeat this racer next to me. Ah.
Yeah, like
so,
the
guys,
stop sign.
What are your project updates?
Project updates, yes. All right, who's got any?
Well, let's start with our normal Searching Frog. Like we do every other podcast.
I'm still waiting on lines from Lily, Tom, and Ghost.
You said we
got 25, 30 minutes.
No recording.
My time is limited.
Lily has a half hour.
Yeah. So, Takano, go with whatever project updates you have.
I sent voices to about 12 things I can't talk about. Guys, I'm talking to a pro. I kid. There's nothing professional about me. To be perfectly honest here, DBCA is coming along, like, a lot of projects are coming along, not that much to talk about, really, because I want to, like, I can't really talk about them unless you want me to spoil jokes, and that's just no-no.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can...
Yeah!
Shut up, Yoshi.
No.
Okay. FATLP-wise, we're waiting on Thorn for more footage. And
basically, we're just waiting.
Yeah.
Playing the waiting game this week, yeah!
And for my radio drama, I just gotta get 3 voice actors, and I can get the first episode with the line sent out.
Who cares?
I do, you jackass!
Hey, he's back. Now, save stuff.
Hopefully, you have a meeting.
There we go. I'm back. I live.
Yay! Hey, say hi to Taka. We're live.
Hi, Taka. Hi, people.
Hey.
Alrighty then. How's your day been?
What, me?
Yes, you're the only one.
Oh, I ordered a pizza and I had my day off aside from being called. My boss tried to call me in this morning, but it didn't happen. And I finished Metroid Prime 2 and I started Metroid Prime 3 and my computer just tried to murder itself, so yeah. It doesn't help running 17 downloads at the same time while I was trying to be on Skype with you guys.
Way to go, genius.
Uh-huh.
That was the most informative day so far.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
That's actually a legitimate, straightforward day.
Pizza.
We didn't do shit. Okay, so do you have any prior? No, you don't. Okay, so anybody else? Anybody else?
Nope. So let's go with SFA Wows.
Okay.
What surprised us the most since you started this?
Takahata. That's about it.
Yeah.
Kaiser and saw the link on Toon Zone forums, and I checked it out, and I watched it, and I liked it. So, yeah, cool beans. And I subscribed and gave you 5 stars like you deserve. So,
yay,
thank you.
If your next episode sucks, I'll just send upon you like a fiery chariot of vengeance.
Ah, you'll be friends, though. Wait, he has a project. Never mind.
I'm not important. Go with Taka.
Tell us your project. You're on the team.
Well, I've been trying to fix my laptop so I can do a Let's Play of Fusion for you guys.
Uh-huh.
Along those same lines, if I can get that to work, then I can start doing Moemon again for the people who watch me on YouTube, so.
Alright, let's see, any more wows? Probably the fact that people actually watched it.
Yeah.
It's like, almost nobody knows this anime. Like, oh my god, that was great, that was amazing, that was wiggity wax sauce, y'all. Like, okay.
And we hit, what, 1,000 views within 2 weeks?
No, just a week.
Oh, a week.
Well, that's within 2 weeks.
Still a week, fuck you. Let's see. Oh, yeah, people said they liked it.
And then we had that... have VF spazzing about a damn joke.
I'm not gonna say anything.
What wowed me about it is not only did we get Lily, but we got a YouTube partner as our crew, too, so...
I know, right?
And of course, Taka. So
yeah, we already mentioned him.
Yeah.
So
that it?
I think so.
Really?
There's only one really surprising thing is that Taka comes out of nowhere. It's like
all right, he came out of nowhere. Number two.
I don't normally comment, so yeah.
People saw it. Okay.
It's just taking off fast.
I'm just reading your guys' event list. What is the grammar Nazi? Which one of you is a Nazi?
No, that's
one of the best segments in the entire show. You have to stick around for it.
That's when the fun really starts.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll have about 15 minutes before I gotta go here, so.
Yeah.
Oh, reason it is like, it's posting weirdly than it did the other day.
Damn it,
what?
Look at the phone!
Does it actually have grammar problems in spelling?
Can I just read it, like, nonstop?
Go ahead.
Okay, here's a special.
Without a pre-read, just read it in one take. Can I do that right now?
Yes, but if there's a grammar error or something, read it and then point it out and whatnot.
I will now read it as a Shakespearean narrator. Okay, hold on. I need to prepare myself. Special
edition Grammar Nazi today. Hello.
It's Grammar Nazi.
Grammar Nazi Taka.
No,
it's Taka.
Standing in the hallway, I looked around. The only thing I see is doors upon doors. What doors should I take? I started to walk down the hall and stopped at the door that had a mask on the door. Objection, I heard from the left of me. It was Yoshi dressed up as Phoenix Wright.
Wow.
What is it you doing in that outfit, I asked. Hold it, Yoshi said. Suddenly, I was tapped on my shoulder. Turning around, it was Thorn asking, why am I dressed like this in your story, fat man? Being in Miles Edgeworth's outfit? Fuck if I even know Thorn, I replied. It's just as fucked up as Yoshi is right now. Leaning over Thorn, looks at Yoshi. You too, he asks. Then Yoshi spams the reply. G-ra-ro, pawn age, rate ed. All I do is facepalm at the moment. I've got a type dispenser and mushroom. Scream if you undress in front of them. Is what I hear coming from the door. Oh dear God, shoot me. I said then Yozid and Thorn pushed me out thou the door into the courtroom as Doro Doe was being judged. There was all the Sergeant Frog and British characters there and stands as Harbro throws a vodka bottle at me, nailing me in the head as Tamama busts out, laughing in the stands. That's what you die. Okay, someone tell me what I am on and how can I get the fuck out of here, said. Then suddenly everything went dark, and the words, to be continued, appeared. And then the box saying, save, and someone hit their eyes. Then Yoshi, so didn't just fell down the hallway going, Shmee, the end. For now.
It's not Shmee, it's me. Damn it, Batman, you fucked it up. What the hell is this?
This is S-H, it's called Shmee. S-H-H-H-H-M-M-M-M-M-M. Taking a break.
The end for now. Wow. God. Were you drunk writing this one?
No, I was playing Phoenix Wright. Hey, I did ask you to just start saying random shit, so.
Then John and Freeman went to the place where the bad guys were. I cannot believe you, because you are a headcrab zombie!
You're playing Phoenix, right? I couldn't tell.
Me neither. I'm Phoenix, apparently.
This was so discreet about it.
Apparently, I'm Phoenix, right? Fuck.
Sweet.
I know, right? I'm going to sue it up in here, y'all.
Pop shove it.
Pop shove it. God, that thing is never going to die. Is that it?
No, it's not. Especially now that we can ridicule you for not knowing that it was a skateboard move the whole time.
I didn't know. Shut the fuck up. I don't skateboard. I thought it was just a word.
I've hung out in every click in the world, so I know pretty much.
I knew about that, too, because I played Tony Hawk. Shut up.
Am I the only one who never played Tony Hawk?
Yes.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's like you've never played A Link to the Past.
I grew up poor, thank you.
Give me later, motherfucker. Moving on.
I really need to read Yoshi's Craptastic story. He's hyping it up too much.
Alright, so this one is probably...
Thorn and Takahan have to just... After a few lines, have to just trade off just for laughs.
Oh, God.
Alright, this is probably the best one I've ever written so far. Get your meds. Yes,
I'm going to have to go soon, so it'll be my last one. Oh, my sweet mother of God. Hold on. I will read this.
Okay, listen. However, before you start, I'm just going to say the stories are written like this on purpose. I'm not a reader. Yeah.
He's quite literate, but what happened was we got a story that didn't have grammar errors in it, so he exploded.
It was the gayest thing in the world, so I'll make fun of it, and... Then this
sorry for my ex-girlfriend having really bad fanfishing writing crap.
Alrighty. I actually have to go record here in a couple of minutes with someone, but here, I will read this for you now.
Taka, we're actually going to be switching off on this.
This isn't a script. This is just one giant run-on sentence. Where are the breaks?
There are periods. You can notice.
There's no breaks.
I can't... This is a clusterfuck of words.
Okay, I'll read it completely.
That's the point.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'll try and take breaks at the periods. So this one day they were was this kid named Link who went inside a cave and found an old man in it.
I think it's your turn.
The old man was like, you should go save Princess Zelda. And Link was like, okay. So the mage gave him a stick to fight with and he left the cave.
Next.
On the way out, he found a piece of wood and stapled at the harm so he could not get heat.
But then another Link from another TM was ridding a terrain and was like, chugga chugga choot.
Next.
And he was driving, and then he crashed into a tree, and the terrain exploded, and the music went like, wah, 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 wah. And so he was like, hey, fire, and set Donkey Kong on fire.
and then Wu tried to keep him, but the tree pin system into game made him feel like an undue forgot, and got hit with a rocket launcher from Lioji.
So Mach Riho was in space and had to get all of the stars to save PH for the millionth time and was a planet with stoop on it. And then the screen changed and Naruto was doing the dishes like normal until he had diarrhea and went to the toilet next.
And so he took a shit, but nobody told him that someone had dropped the leader into the toilet. So he fought it and exploded so hard that she was now called Naruto Poopy McDurio Kaka. And he was locked in the bathroom.
So then another Link from another time pulled out the master sword and went through the like 7 years of puberty. In like 2 seconds, it was like... So then he went and beat Odor bosses and got items and used them in the Odor temples to save Zelda. Next.
And then Jaden was like, get your game on. And he yelled the dice and was like, Yahtzee. But then his friend Cyrus was all like, but we're playing Monaco Police. And then Luffy punched him hard in the face and said, what the fuck? Thought we were playing Candlelands.
So they played Tech Tac Dominoes through a taco because, yeah, the end.
Oh my god.
That guys, I am leaving your podcast. All
right, thank you for being here.
Goodbye.
Oh my god, that was wonderful.
It was like, wow, 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 wow.
This is going to be guaranteed my favorite podcast so far.
Yeah, me too. This needs to happen again.
But he was reading, when he was going, wow, wow, that was supposed to be the game over music from Spirit Tracks.
I know.
You know how Thorne was supposed to do the snake one, but he didn't do
it. Yeah, well, with the Spirit Tracks one, I don't even know how that goes. So.
Yeah, that's the point. I wanted to see what the hell he was going to say.
Yeah.
He just made it sound like a guitar solo.
Yoshi, thank you for writing that. Taka, if you're listening later, thank you for doing that. That was great.
Doug, if you're listening to this, we gotta get you back on the show later.
I told you it was gonna be the best one I ever made.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear God.
Naruto and Luffy don't find their way into it. It's not a craptastic story.
Yeah, really.
Naruto was in it, though.
I know.
I always put him in every episode. I don't know why.
Because you can.
We were playing fucking Yahtzee, and they're like, no, we're playing Monopoly. he said Monocoly, like, what? Oh, God.
And I don't think my story is going to ever top that.
You can try, go ahead.
Yeah, really. Shit.
Oh, dear God.
Dropping things in my ashtray.
You have one?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this story involves a truck, sleds, and a dirt road.
Wow, so it's a normal show.
Shut up. Okay, we all were sitting in the living room, having a few. And for some reason, we were watching TV. I don't remember why, but we were watching snowboarding. And then for some reason, it clicked in all our heads, hey, let's try snowboarding with a truck.
Oh my god.
Alright, it's looking up already.
Okay, so we go out there in the truck and notice, oh wait, we don't have snowboards. So we dig through the remnants of the shed.
You use pieces of the shed?
Remnants of it, as in what's left of it.
You went, the one you went bobsledding in?
Yes. Oh. Part of the fountain. Wow,
alright, everybody, this is like, bobsled the sequel.
This is the Winter Olympics shed, man.
No. So, this was just some movie that had snowboarding in it. is what we watched. But
No, the shed is like the Winter Olympics. You went bobsledding, snowboarding, shit.
Yes, the new Winter Olympics, the redneck bobsled.
Try ice skating. Try ice skating. It's time.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Yoshi. Quick, get out of my head.
Okay. We find some sleds, among other things, but that's a story for another time. So we get some rope, and...
You know, speaking of that, every time you say that, you never tell that story.
Because I save it for a way later one.
So yeah, then you end up forgetting and not remembering it.
Shut up.
No.
So we try to find a hill that is downhill. Unfortunately, there's not that many. So what do? We build ramps on the road.
Yeah, they had to find one that was downhill, but they just kept finding all these ones that were uphill. It was crazy.
I know, right?
We're under the influence. Shut up. So, the amazing thing is, I wasn't the first one on the sled, actually. It was my friend. We tied the sled to the back of the truck. So, he's in this thing, and he's standing, by the way. So we take off, going, I don't remember, I think 50 down the road. Dirt road, by the way. So, what? So, we take off, and unfortunately, the rope kind of broke off, and he ends up hitting one of those ramps pretty well. Because he reversed Superman through another window. Unfortunately...
I'm kind of lost here. What the fuck is going on?
Well, we were going down the road, but there's still houses around. So he hits this ramp just right, and he flies through a window.
Okay.
Always through a window.
It wasn't me this time, though.
Not all of your stories involve windows.
It involves windows.
Any story that involves booze and a truck also involves a window.
So after we got him out of the house, it was my turn.
Of course.
Before we were using the shield shit, the sleds, and I decided to take one of those big, long ones. And trust me, for...
Sorry.
So, I'm hanging on. This is one of those that has the rope, so I'm riding down, and I decide to untie it this time. So I hit this ramp, and I well, let's just say another vehicle got involved.
Oh, God.
That's genius.
IQ level 140.
Yeah, in the red.
Celsius.
Celsius, oh god!
Celsius. Great, thank you.
So, I had to go on the path, and I'm losing the sled underneath me. So I'm flying through the air. Of course, at that time, a truck is coming the opposite way.
Oh my god. How do you live? That's like the $1 million question for you.
No, I ended up jumping the truck. And, of course, I end up landing in a tree.
I notice a pattern. Every story has to do with windows, trees, and trucks, and booze.
Okay. Well, when I landed in the tree, I was upside down, hanging by my pants.
Oh, no. No.
Well, unfortunately, the pants decided to give away, so I landed in my box.
Are you just death proof or what?
I know!
Like, anyone else falls out of a tree and lands on their head, they die from a broken neck.
I never said I landed on my head. I landed on my back, actually. Because I was swinging while trying to get loose.
That's probably why you got loose, is because you were swinging.
And, of course, for the longest time, I didn't realize I was pantsless at the time.
Well, you were drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. So, after a few more of everyone taking a turn, I decide, just for genius, go sledding, but launch off the back of the truck. What just say it didn't come out well.
No shit.
Because we ended up greasing out the back so I could just easily slide off.
Not touching that one.
So going down the road, I pop the back, and the sled tie decides to take me with it before I'm ready. And of course, we also forgot to tie it on. So, we end up sliding on, I end up sliding onto the shed. Shed go, or not shed, but sled goes. And the sled decides to go a little bit further than I do, and I ended up in a ravine.
Again?
Yeah, because we took a corner when I decided to release the thing. Unfortunately, I hit my head just hard enough to knock myself unconscious. You can never guess what I hit my head on.
A rock.
Nope.
There's the sled.
No.
Hold on. I got my last guess right. Let me see if I can get it this time.
The Yoshi's boner? I don't know.
Yeah, I was there, and that penis is detachable, no. Let me see. You landed.
He's consulting his tarot cards.
I'm gonna need a lifeline. Thorn! What do you think he hit his head on?
Well, what's in a ravine? What was left in the ravine last time you were in it?
A dead fish.
Different ravine, by the way.
Oh. Let's see. I don't know. A backpack? Because why the fuck not?
Another truck.
I was thinking that, but no.
Oh my god, get out of my head.
supermarket.
Both of you, get out of my head.
Okay, just keep going. Where did you land?
Oh, okay. You know those little bouncy rides that you usually see at a play park for little kids?
Yeah.
Bouncy house?
No, that little, like, horsey ride that has those metal horses that you can, like, bounce back and forth on.
Merry-go-round?
No, not a merry-go-round. It's just those things, like, in the ground with, a spring, and you're just bouncing back and forth, wobbling.
Oh, you mean the park where you, like, ride and it goes back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. And it was bright pink.
You landed that.
You landed
on knocked
my
myself
little
out
pony.
That.
You landed on a My Little Pony?
The funny thing about that, there was My Little Pony sticker stuck on the damn thing.
You just broke it.
Put it this way, when I came to, I was sober and feeling like an idiot. End of story.
Do you never feel like an idiot at the end of the day?
When I'm drunk at the end of the day.
Was the little pony thing like bent forever or something?
Actually, going back to it, there was an indention of my head.
This is like leaning forward and can't go back anymore.
No. This thing was already brought, tossed in there. I ended up denting the head of it. And that's my story for this week. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Next time when you go do something, just take a camera with you.
Man.
Trust me, you don't want what happened to the camera.
The moral of this story is don't headbutt a metal horse. You'll get sober.
Oh, this is one of the best episodes ever so far.
We gotta come up with a title because this is pretty much the end.
I'll come up after the show's over.
Hang on, I kind of had like a little small idea.
All right.
Before we end it, like since you said, hey, why don't we have a Whose Line Is It Anyway kind of thing with the fucking audience, which, you know, we have a giant number of.
Oh, we do?
Like zero. Six. See, it's a big round number.
Yeah.
big round number.
I was thinking we could do the same thing, but just one of us do it instead. Like, one of you suggests a line or something.
Why don't we do like scene suggestion thing then, if we're going to do it that way?
Yeah.
Like scenes from a hat.
Sure. Anybody has any ideas?
Wait, let's see if I can get a random item generator thing so we can just go off with that. Or an ape generator, there we go.
Like, didn't one of you guys said that it had to do with Sergeant Frog and Bridge or something?
I think I suggested it, but...
Whatever, just see what you can pull up. We'll just have to improvise. Like, me and Thorne do it all the fucking time.
Yeah. I've got the recordings to prove it.
He does! Smee!
One of these days, I'm just gonna... like, put the individual files together to make one file, and then put those files into a big zip. Just, and let people download that, and, like, put the link on the podcast.
Absolutely.
So it's out there. This is what you're missing out on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so far what I got the first one. Hold on, let me...
Don't say a word.
Don't
say... This is great.
If I knew you were going to crack up so hard, I would have started recording.
I'm sorry. I always die.
Hiding the sloppy Mexican batch.
What?
I believe that's called diarrhea.
What the fuck is igniting this? What a movie possible. She couldn't believe her luck as she discovered him digging the moist dragon. What the fuck do we do with this?
Okay, honestly, I can make so much porn out of that.
So could I.
It's you, but what the fuck?
I don't like.
How could we possibly make a line out of this?
Who read Moist Dragon and didn't automatically think some pussy? What? Like, honestly.
Show of hands, zero.
Yeah. It's because we can't see each other's hands.
Returning after her mysterious disappearance, she sheepishly admitted she had been boarding the
incandescent turtle.
Incandescent turtle. Okay, is this like a random sentence generator? We're just supposed to come up
with a find one that doesn't make porn.
That's to be something we can
turtle.
That's to be
basically that means foreskin.
It has to be a scene we can actually pull off.
Okay, Yoshi, read this next one as Tamama.
She couldn't believe her luck as she discovered him tucking into the four-legged Turkish dumplings.
More porn, oh my god.
What?
The sentence generator sucks.
Yeah, like, I'm looking for scenes here, not random sentence hour.
This is funny, though.
Penis whistle inside a cookie dough, like, that's gonna be the next.
I can't do anything with this.
Me neither, it's just like, igniting the sloppy Mexican batch, what the fuck?
There's the title. Fuck.
No. No!
Either that or boarding the incandescent turtle there. One of those.
Digging the moist dragon.
Yes.
I'm looking for a scene generator just for laughs.
Get a scene generator. What the fuck? I think we just made a new segment, Random Sentence Hour.
No.
Random,
not unless it works out in an improv way.
I'm thinking we're gonna do scenes as our characters, like, oh, like, there's cool and whatever, then you just fucking igniting the sloppy Mexican patch. What the fuck?
How does that not sound like stomach problems?
I know! And the next one, she couldn't believe her luck because she discovered him digging the moist dragon.
Okay, I found a match.
What does that sound like? I think it has to do with the word with the P. It starts with P.
Thanks.
Piranha? No, that's not it.
Piranha?
No, piranha.
God. Oh, okay.
Pirate.
P-sex. God damn it.
Huh. No, it's sex, you know, like psychic.
The P is silent. P is silent sex.
Okay.
Or it could be pussex.
We'll use the anime power generator. Let's see. Anime Fanboy Fantasy 4.
Oh my god.
Yes.
We haven't even got to the thing yet.
Okay, someone give me a random, say something completely random and I'll pick something up based off of that.
Anybody got...
The light makes my head see eels.
What?
The light makes my head see eels.
What the fuck? Alright, go with that.
Okay, another one. I can pick up the three on this one.
I don't know what you're on, Thorn, but I need some.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm on crit off.
Oh my god. That's some shit right there. Math.
No, I'm just going to pick one for the second one. You all come up with one.
I don't know what we're doing because I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, I thought we were doing...
Just say something completely random.
My vagina is leaking smee.
Okay, vibrator.
I'm a purple monkey.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, this is what came...
Oh, God.
This is the first random one so far.
Shaft motorized cleric dream.
Okay. So there's our subject for...
No.
Shaft motorized cleric dream.
Again.
Okay, I just got this image in my head.
I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to be.
Does it involve priests and little boys?
No, it involves, it involves white mage and the dildo, and this, I can't.
Okay.
Can we pick something that actually makes fucking sense?
Like, a generator ever makes fucking sense? Okay, History Scrambler,
You know, we should just come up with something at the top of our head.
Yeah, that.
Kululu goes to an autopsy.
No, not me, because I don't want to do the voice because you said I suck. Made me sad.
It just sounded like you whispering. You could do better than that.
Yeah, just talk. There you go. Oh my god, he's doing so good, guy.
I know.
Something just to head on to... I found a history scrambler. This one might come up. A good one.
Lulu goes to the god.
Don't put me center stage. I'm a stand-in, goddamn.
That's still kind of cool, Lulu.
I know.
That's Adora Duncan, mad scientist.
Adora Duncan?
Okay, I got a whole list of these. Hold on, let me post them.
Duncan. There we go. Dora, there's a new name.
I heard Dora Duncan.
I'm putting that in the Kululu, or the Dora Road name.
Oh, what the fuck?
Duncan.
Robo of Penheimer. Fighter pilot. Amelia. Amelia Earhart. Paranormal investigator. Trick alien invader. Cormac McArt. What the fuck? Iart. What? Rock and roll sensation?
Rock and roll sensation. Calamity Jane Super Soldier. Bach Warlord.
What is this?
Pavlov, pin up pretty boy or punk rocker.
And again, the same word. What the fuck?
Alfred Nobel, guardian angel.
Just what exactly is this?
Elvis Presley supermodel.
Okay, this is not what I had in mind by improv.
But it's still
Oscar Wilde assassin. Albert Einstein, yes. Singing sensation.
Oh my god.
For Nobel Guardian Angel.
Yeah, I know.
Just
narrow. Oh, good god.
Confucius Dark Lord. That's the
the Confucius. Wow.
I really have nothing to say.
Anime Magical Knight, what?
Thomas Agrippa.
I don't think we have anything for this improv segment, guys.
Yeah, I said, hey, let's come up with a fucking... Let's come up
Abraham Lincoln, computer hacker?
I said, let's
come up... I cannot tell a lie.
I said, we should come up with something at the top of our heads, and then he looks for a generator. narrator, and now he's just putting random shit.
That's George Washington. It was Honest Abe, so he, like, he turns himself in after hacking into the Pentagon.
What's that to do with improvising?
This is how you get free slaves.
You
download them on the internet.
I think we should just end the podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to do a Whose Line Is It Anyway, then you fucked it up.
Well, royally. Come up with something.
I got nothing. That's why I consulted.
We're not supposed to be the ones to come up with the segments. Just
it was
bounce.
My idea, though. It was his. So I was like, hey, why don't we try that?
We have
We're supposed to act based on suggestions. We don't have suggestions, so we can't do it.
The problem. Fuck.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting this little gadget namer, and we can use Kuru for this crap.
Stop making me do things.
This is like top 10 out of just complete randomness.
What?
Did you just post this up right now, or what?
Yes, I just posted it up.
You know what?
They're all stupid, so
you know what? Just forget it. Just end the show.
Enjoy the show! Everybody say your goodbyes before I end this.
I hate Batman so much.
Bye.
Get out of my head, Yoshi. See you guys.
Just leave. Get out of here while you still can.
Run.
Remember, Superman through a window with a helmet.